This is the TAM Talk Radio Network.
Patsy with a Z. Welcome to Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing, and for everyone who wants to know the story behind the book. Coming to you from TAM Talk Radio Network studio here in glorious Clearwater, Florida, the perfect place for writers to write and readers to enjoy a good book. Oh boy, this is an exciting day. First of all, I want to again thank everybody who has sent me emails and congratulations and gifts and whatever for my 6th anniversary of Joy on Paper. I want to thank you so much. I really appreciate it. This has been just, it's been overwhelming. 6 years, it's just gone by so fast, and it's been such a thrill to talk to so many wonderful authors. I was counting it up, and it's now over 300 New York Times bestselling authors, 11 Mystery Writer of America grandmasters, dozens and dozens of celebrities, and of course, even the Poet Laureate of the United States. My goodness, what an adventure this has been for me. And one of the things that I have just had so much fun doing is promoting just all of you authors out there. And we have done this in many ways, whether I do it with posters or do it with what we call here book buzzes. These are little 2-minute promos that we do for authors. Now, Rita Moreau does the mysteries that you do not want to miss. And I'm so grateful to her. And she has done just a fabulous job. And then this year, we have started with Devon Miller. Devon Miller is selecting one author every month, children's books, books that he recommends for kids. And this is so exciting because he is himself a young author, he's absolutely delightful. And he wrote a series called Mr. Tickety Tock Clock. And he's got 5 books that I know about, and I think more are coming out. And Devon selected for March, he selected a book that when I saw it, I was like just overwhelmed. I was so thrilled with it because it is a great book. It is called R.E.J.'s Kinky Curly Crown. And it is written by a new author, an educator, and someone who obviously just loves children. And her name is Ayn Heath-Drew. And I am so happy to welcome her to the program today. Hi, Ayn.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine. Oh, this is so much fun to have you on.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, and congratulations on 6 years.
Well, thank you. It's just been so much fun. And all these years, I've encouraged, of course, I like to do a diverse range of books. I might have very serious books. I might have poetry. I might have, I have, of course, a lot of, international best-selling authors who write thrillers. But I've also done a lot of books for children because I believe so much that we have to have children start reading at an early age. And when I had Devon on, when he came on the program to talk about his own series. And I realized he is so wonderful. He's such a great writer. And he so believes in encouraging children to write. And that's why I asked him to do these book buzzes. And so you are his March selection. And he picked a great book, Ayn. I love this book.
Thank you.
Wow. So this is your first book. Let's talk a little bit. We're going to play Devon's book buzz for you in a minute, but let's talk about this book. It is so beautifully illustrated. I mean, really gorgeous. Where did you get the idea for it? And, how did this book come about?
Yeah, well, R.E.J.'s Kinky Curly Crown is all about...
We're losing you a little bit. Talk a little bit closer or louder.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
A little bit louder. You were great at the beginning there. Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay. Okay, that's all right. Try to get as, you know, close to the phone as possible so that we can hear you very nicely.
And okay, is that better?
Perfect. Okay, that's perfect.
Okay. So RAJ's Kinky Curly Crown is all about a little girl who has really complicated relationship with her hair. It's kinky, it's curly, and it's just really hard to manage. So she wants to get her hair straightened for her first grade year. But essentially, she learns that her hair really makes her unique. It's what makes her stand out, and she learns to embrace it. So it's really an affirming story for those little girls who have highly textured hair and those complicated relationships with their hair. And it's really based on the relationship that I had with my hair.
Well, it's a start. I hope it's a start of a series of books about RAJ, because she's a great character. And of course, the illustrations for this book. Just tell us a little bit about the illustrator and how he came out with this design for you.
Yeah, Samara and I actually worked together years ago. We're both educators. So we already had a working relationship. Within the last couple of years, he started exploring his creativity as an illustrator. And I reached out to him when I got the publishing deal for this book. And he agreed to publish it. And his vision was just amazing. I didn't really have to give him a lot of direction. I gave him the manuscript, and he took off with it, and it just resulted in a really beautiful book.
Well, his name is Shamar Knight Justice, and I tell you, he is a great illustrator, and I know that he's going to have a fantastic career as an illustrator, and I have a feeling that there's going to be a lot more REJ books, I hope.
There is going to be a few more RAJ books.
Oh, we're gonna hope for a lot more, because she's got some great friends and pals like DJ and Ray and Dylan and Taj. So you have a lot of stories. I bet you can write about them.
I do, and all the characters are based off of family members.
Oh.
RAJ is the name of my niece. DJ is my son, so between all of them, there are tons of stories that can be told.
Oh, I'm sure they'll come up with a lot of good ideas for you. Just watching them probably gives you lots of ideas, huh?
Yes, absolutely.
So now you're from Detroit. I was raised in Detroit. So yeah, I was in Highland Park, just off of Woodward Avenue. And yeah. I had a wonderful, wonderful childhood. I loved it there. I had so much fun. I remember when I started driving down Woodward Avenue, it was fantastic.
Yeah, it's really a beautiful city. It's gone through a lot of changes, but it's such a great hub of creativity.
It is, and it is a beautiful city. And people will, you know, be surprised. People who have never been up, I'm here in Florida, and so lots of people have never even been up north. And I say, you know, I love Detroit. It's so beautiful. And of course, for me, you know, the museum, the libraries, everything. I just loved it. And so I was when I saw that you were from Detroit, I got a kick out of that too.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm actually in Georgia now, but I'm going to Detroit on Friday for a week, and I can't wait to get there.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful. Well, now the weather should be better. I don't miss Detroit in the wintertime, I can tell you that.
You see, I'm waiting until April.
I know. That's it. Well, the daffodils will be out, and it'll be beautiful, and it'll be fun for you. Now, yes. So you mentioned that, how did this come about? You went to, tell me a little bit about how you got the deal, the book deal to for this book. You went to this, there's a company called Orange Publishing. Can you tell us a little bit about them?
Yeah, I actually wrote R.E.J.'s Kinky Curly Crown like 10 years ago. And I really doubted myself as a writer and didn't send it to very many publishers or agents. But last year, as COVID was just beginning, I sent it to Orange Hat Publishing because I saw that they were a small woman-owned publishing company who actually published a few books that I had. And they reached back out. They loved the book. And we went from there. The rest is history.
Well, Orange Hat really is a very interesting publishing company. And they have a nice, I can see that they have a nice relationship with the writers that they publish.
Yeah, they're very personable. The owner, Shannon, is available to me all the time. And the whole team overall is just super communicative.
Well, I could see that from their website, and I looked at some of the other books that they're publishing. They have the right attitude. They have a wonderful attitude about bringing out new books, new characters, helping authors along with their careers. And I think with quite a few of them, they have some real winners there, and I think you are one of them. You are among really, you know, as when Devon found you, he was immediately impressed with you. And so that's why he wanted to do this book buzz. Now you hold on. We're going to play the book buzz and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about you. Okay. So we're going to play the book buzz for you. You listen to it. Okay.
Alrighty.
Hey everyone. It's Devon Miller, author and illustrator of the Mr. Tickety Talk Clock children's book series, reporting for Joy on Paper with the latest on children's book buzz. The month of February is also known as Black History Month. And before the month ended, a new book was released, and you probably saw it on Good Morning America. The book I'm talking about is R.E.J.'s Kinky Curly Crown, written by Ayeen Haith Drew and illustrated by Shamar Knight Justice. Having been an educator for nearly over a decade, Ayeen saw how much of an impact literature had on her children while she was in the classroom. Knowing Shamar from a school they both worked at, she picked Shamar to do her illustrations for R.E.J., making this book his debut as a children's illustrator and Ayeen's debut as a children's author. Based on Ayeen's niece of the same name, the book tells the story of first grader R.E.J. She had the perfect clothes, glasses, grades, friends, and even teacher. But the only thing not so perfect she noticed was her wild, unruly hair. When reading R.E.J.'s Kinky Curly Crown, you'll see beautifully illustrated characters in the book, all with different hairstyles along the way. And the book serves as a great reminder to embrace what makes you special. I remember my hair was becoming a little wild and curly than it should have been during quarantine, but let me tell you guys that a haircut for me was a trick to embracing my true hairstyle. This is Devon Miller reporting for Joy on Paper. For more book buzz involving children's books and authors, head on over to radio-joyonpaper.com and click on Devon Miller's book buzzes. I think it's about time that I buzz out now.
Okay. Well, I think he did a great job, don't you?
That was great.
Well, you could hear the enthusiasm in his voice for your book. And that's, you know, it's so wonderful when a book creates that kind of feeling with a reader. Now, what have you been doing to promote the book? Now, of course, unfortunately, it's come out during this time when you can't do like a book tour or go around too many places to you know, share your book and share your story. But what have you been doing to promote the book?
Yeah, I wish I could have had a huge lunch party, but we have found some really interesting ways to promote the book. We started with a Zoom launch because everybody's on Zoom nowadays. So we did the Q&A, we introduced the book to readers, and that was a really beautiful time. I have a good friend named Kirby Felder, who has a YouTube channel called Exploration Theater, and she does these like really great theatrical readings of books. So she did one of those for us on Zoom, and that was just amazing. And soon she'll have a YouTube video of her doing a read aloud of the book. So I'm really looking forward to that. And like Devon mentioned in the book buzz, we were on, quote unquote, on Good Morning America. Not really, but we were. So we partnered with a company called Urban Hydration, which is a skin and hair company. They are woman-owned, Black-owned. Her products are everywhere. And she is actually partnering with us to sell more copies of RHJ, get her into more hands. We'll be in JCPenney starting May, I believe. But right now, the book is available on pre-order on the Urban Hydration site. We also have some Urban Hydration products in the book, like seal the partnership. So RJ is definitely using those products when she's in the salon. So we've just found really different ways to partner with people to connect with readers.
Well, that's very clever. It's very clever to have the product in the book. And it's all of these kind of relationships really help to, because it's difficult nowadays to promote a book. It's difficult to get traction. And then now, you know, to be in stores and to be, you know, talked about. And as I said, you just came out, well, of course, the character, as you said, is based on you. So you must have been one fun kid. and it's just great. I know that you're going to be, you know, just running with it. How many books have you already written? Are you?
For Ari, I'm only working on number two.
You're working on number two. But, well, I'm sure, you know, this is the fun thing, isn't it? Once you know, find the sort of this, what I call that joy on paper, doesn't it make you feel so good?
It does. It makes me feel amazing, especially when just parents or friends text me or, you know, tag us in pictures of their little ones reading the book or holding the cover up to their face because it has a really fun cover. And just hearing how kids are connecting to the character and learning how to embrace the things that make them special, it's been a really beautiful ride.
Well, that's really what you said there. All kids need to feel that, you know, they might have like you, you know, RJ about her hair, but the kids have all, you know, things that they're like worried about, but they have to learn to just embrace their being, that they are unique and that they're wonderful. And it's, of course, nowadays, nobody knows half the time what you look like. I feel so sorry for kids, you know, having to wear these masks. But I think that what you've done here to create this feeling that I know that all kids will get when they read this book, it's not a matter of hair. It's just a matter of what you feel about yourself and being strong and wanting to do good, which also REJ wants to do.
Exactly.
Well, you know, I think that this is so empowering. And I know that, you know, I've read some of the reviews. I know that parents are saying, you know, this is great. This has really helped me and helped my child. And you know, the words also, you just have a very nice way of writing. The words are, you know, really just great. And now, of course, you have a wonderful, wonderful partner with you in dealing with Shamar, because he has captured this. So what, tell me, what books have influenced you through your life? Now, you're an educator, and so you obviously care a lot about children. What books have influenced you, and what books do you recommend for children?
Oh, wow. There's so many. If I'm staying in line with kind of what inspired RJ, I love Bell Hooks' book, Happy to Be Next. And it's just a really affirming book, again, about hair, but it's also just about still embracing what's unique to you. To throw it back, my favorite book of all time as a child were Corduroy and Where the Wild Things Are.
Oh, Corduroy. I love Corduroy.
Yeah, Corduroy, I would have to say, was the first book that I saw that had a little girl who looked like me. And as we talk about children's literature, we know that it's so important that all children are represented. So that was huge to me, to just see a little Black girl in a book. And it's just a really good classic story, right?
Oh, it is. It's a perfect book. Now, my boys, that was one of their favorite books. You know, they had very unruly hair too when they were little, but they're blonde. But you know, their hair was sort of wild, and it's funny. They loved this Corduroy book. I mean, this was one of the books that we just wore out reading.
Yeah, it's such a good story.
It is. Well, you know, I think that you've done a marvelous job here with this book, and I'm so thrilled that you've just found this passion, and I know it's going to take you a long ways. You're going to do a lot of great things, and I hope that make sure that you I will talk to the Orange Hat people, and I want them to come on the program and to talk about their publishing company, because I think this is a unique publishing company. As you said, it's owned by women. They have a wonderful, wonderful sort of goal of bringing out new authors, and I'm just very grateful that you know, they picked you, because you're a great author.
I'm grateful too, and thank you for that.
Well, I will be looking forward to the next book, and as soon as the next book is out, I know that Orange Hat will contact me, and we will have you back. And meanwhile, I just so happy to hear about the great things you're doing, and stay in touch with me. And if I can do anything to help promote your book, I will. And of course, Devon Miller is just thrilled. I know he's listening today, because he was so excited when I said that were going to be on the program. So, okay. Well, thank you again. And again, the book is available. It's Ayn Heath Drew, and the name of the book is R.E.J.'s Kinky Curly Crown. A wonderful, wonderful title. Very memorable, and the illustration on the front cover is, you just want to grab that book. I can see that wherever they put it, and I hope that particularly bookstores like Barnes & Noble carry this book, because if they put that right there on the end cap of the children's area, people will just grab that book because the illustration is so gorgeous.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you again for being on Joy on Paper. And I will have you back again, Ayn. Okay.
All right. You take care.
Okay. Bye-bye now. Wow. I love this book. Oh, it's so good. And Devon, I know you're listening, and I want to thank you so much for selecting this book. It is just a fantastic book, as are your books. And we're looking forward to more Mr. Tickety Talk Clock books coming out soon. And you can go to Devon Miller's website and check out his books. And his books are also available wherever books are sold. Okay, we're going to take a break. I'm going to come back, and I want to talk about a couple of things. One of the things is Haley Woolbright has a new song out, and we're going to be playing that in a little while, and some other things. But first, some commercials here.
This is the TAM Talk Radio Network.
Do you dread being called on to speak at meetings or family functions? Have you envied those who can sway an audience with well-chosen words? Do you know that people who speak well earn more money, earn more recording careers? Gain the confidence to master any speaking situation. Toastmasters will allow you to find your voice. Go to toastmasters.org to locate the club nearest you.
Are you an author, an artist, an inventor? Then you need to protect your valuable intellectual property. You need Larson & Larson. We have the experience and knowledge to help you with all of your legal needs, from processing trademark, copyright, or patent applications to negotiating licensing agreements and handling litigation. The attorneys at Larson & Larson in Largo, Florida can help protect you. Call us today for a no-cost consultation at 727-546-0660 or visit our website at larsonpatentlaw.com.
Have you ever faced disaster? The Red Cross is always there for you. The Red Cross responds to a call for help every 8 seconds. They have never turned anyone down. Now they need your financial support so that they can be ready to help you when the need arises. Donate online at redcross.org. Thank you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Patsy with a Z, and I am back. And I don't have another guest for this half hour because there's a few things I want to talk to you about. But before I do that, I want to, because I hope that she is listening. I think she is listening. And several months back, as all of my listeners know, I just fell in love with a song written by and sung by Haley Woolbright. And it's called Boxcar, and I'm going to play that later in the program. But over the several months, as I was listening to this song, it's on my morning playlist. It's one of the songs I play every morning. And I love Boxcar. And of course, I discovered that she wrote Boxcar about a guy that she dumped, which is good news for her, because eventually she found the man of her life, the man of her dreams, and she's newlywed, and she wrote a song for him. And so I want to play the song that she wrote for her new husband. And I think that, the other night I was last week looking at the Grammys, and I know that one day Haley is going to be in that whole Grammy award ceremony. She's going to be walking the red carpet and she's going to be up there singing. When you just find somebody that has the right spirit, who's just, there's a great joy in her writing and in her music. And that's why once I had gotten aware of her, I invited her to be on the program, and she was on the program with Lang Martin Jr. And of course, Lang Martin is, just such a fantastic, songwriter. And he loved Haley's song. And now we're going to play the new song. And are we ready, Big Ed? Here it is.
Caught me from the start. Didn't even know your middle name. You have my heart. Started off slow, but who were we to thwart the magic? From that first kiss, I knew our love would be a classic. Baby, I don't need no backup plan. I'm putting both feet and traveling with your heart in my hand. When the whole world comes crashing down, I'll still be your bride at your side with 2 feet on the ground. Yeah, I'm in it for the long game. I'm here to stay. Yeah, I'm in it for the long game. So come what may, 'cause I'm all in. Yeah, you told me you're in love. Cause for concern, but I swore to them it was from above. November came, 8 months in, you were on one knee. You looked me in the eyes, promised to always take care of me. Baby, I don't need no backup plan. I'm putting both feet and trembling with your heart in my hand. When the whole world bones crashing down. I'll still be right at your side with 2 feet on the ground. Yeah, man, for the long game, I'm here to stay. Yeah, man, for the long game. So come on, yeah. I do wanna share this life. I do take you to be mine. I do take you to be mine. I don't need no backup plan. I'm putting both feet and traveling with your heart in my hand. Comes crashing down, I'll still be right at your side with 2 feet on the ground. I'm in it for the long game. I'm in it for the long game.
Okay, that is Haley Woolbright, a bright and shining star on the horizon of fame. So I was just so thrilled to play that song for her new hubby. And after a little while, I'm going to play Boxcar. But first, I want to talk about a few things. I want to thank the Pinellas Writers Group for having me on Saturday. I was on one of these Zoom things. It would have been more fun to be in person so I could see everybody and meet everybody. It's hard, you know, when I'm on this Zoom thing and you have all these little squares. It's sort of like looking at Netflix or one of those and all these squares and you have to search through them. It was hard to see everybody who was there, but I know that many of the authors who belong to the Pinellas Writers Group do, you know, they're great writers and they have been on the program. So I want to really thank them for having me as a guest. I hope I can come back because I can tell you it was just a little bit overwhelming. The last few weeks have been overwhelming between the getting ready for the anniversary and just everything. It's been very difficult. And unfortunately, you know, my son wasn't even able to come in with all of this restrictions and all of this stuff. So it was a little bit overwhelming for me, but I did appreciate joining them because they are a wonderful group. They are really a diverse and wonderful educational group for writers. They've been in business over 30 years. I had not realized that they had been so long in the area. And you are, you know, more than welcome to join it. If you are a writer in the Tampa Bay area, just check out this Pinellas Writers Group. There are a lot of wonderful authors there, a lot of people who you want to meet, make connections with. One of the things, of course, that they do, they have these meetings every Saturday. They get together. Sometimes they have guests and sometimes they just read each other's, you know, the stories or a few chapters. They have different things they do. And there's lots of wonderful things that can happen if you belong to an organization like that. And it is an organization. So it is PinellasWriters.org. If you're looking for it, it's PinellasWriters.org. Check it out. I'm sure that you'll find something of interest there. And perhaps, as I said, if you're in the area, you can join them. And of course, wherever you are, there is a writer's group for you. And all you have to do is, you know, just check out some things and find, you know, where you want to get together with some people and just start writing, because this is okay. You know, I have to say this, and this is funny. There's a saying, be careful what you wish for. Some people say it's from an Aesop table, tale, one of his old tales, all the way back, or actually Goethe, the German writer, also said it, having to do with youth, that be careful what you wish for because it'll happen perhaps when you're middle-aged. But over this past year, during the pandemic-y time, I've been talking a lot about people writing, starting to write, and wishing that you would all, you know, settle down and write a book and keep busy. And thank you for telling me about it, because I'm in a way, I've created like a bunch of little, I won't call you monsters, but it's like, you know, one of those cereals you get filled with little figures, and I've created a bunch of monsters out there. A lot of you are writing because you are contacting me and you are asking me a lot of questions about what you should do next. And this has been really fun. The gamut of questions that I have received, it's quite amazing, whether it is about punctuation. I get a lot of punctuation questions. I get grammar questions, I get storyline questions, I get questions and questions, and also people are really overwhelmed, and the subject of my Zoom, whatever we call a Zoom event with Pinellas Writers, was the writer is an octopus. You have to be, as a writer, so many things, so very many things. And it is almost overwhelming and frightening to think about it. And I try to imagine Tolstoy or Jane Austen having to deal with the problems that a writer today faces. I can't see Tolstoy doing Zoom. I really can't. It's just, or Jane Austen. I don't think she'd do Facebook. It's just too much for me. My mind, you know, somebody will write some funny book about it. So I have all these people who are writing to me, and I've been trying to think, you know, how to help. And of course, you know, there are many books on writing, so I get a lot of questions. What book should I read? But for those of you who are, you know, beginning to find that joy on paper, that joy that I'm always talking about, you are probably looking for a book on writing. You know, you might have that story idea in your head. You might have started writing it. You might actually have the whole novel in your head, and you just know where it's going. And then you sit down and you start writing, and you might have 10 pages in, 20 pages in. You might get to 100 pages, and at some point you stop and you say, oh, my goodness. Oh, my dear sassafras and ginger beer, I need some help here. I need some real help. And so you go around and you look. Well, you ask people, and some people will recommend books that you should, you know, but if you're not even, you don't even know anybody who's writing, they're not recommending anything. So you start doing a search, and you go online and you search about books about writing. And boy, oh boy, you'll get, I think, something like 29 million of them or something like that. I did a little quick search, and there are so many. They'll all pop up. But of course, one of the ones that pops up right near the top is Stephen King's On Writing. This is a very famous book, and he, you know, you will, there, I don't know how many reviews he has. He has thousands of reviews. People who have read this book, love this book, and, you know, recommend it. But if you are just starting off, you really, this book is not for you. It's just too much. There's a point where you want to read it because it is fascinating. His story, Stephen King's story about how he became a best-selling author. This is absolutely fascinating. And then how he overcame things, because I don't know, if some of you might not know that he was injured very, very severely in a hit-and-run accident. And he had to recover from that. So at this point, he's thinking about, you know, how you write, how he can help writers. But this book, if you are just a newbie, if you're starting off, you really, I would not recommend that you start with Stephen King. Now, a lot of people will recommend John Gardner's book. And interestingly enough, it is also called On Writing. So John Gardner is he's passed away now, but he was a great, great writing instructor, very famous, well-known, and the book is very popular. It's actually a very thick book. Well, it's three books in one. It's like three volumes. It's filled. I mean, it's just chock full of information. And you would, again, you'll be overwhelmed. If you just started writing, you don't know anything. You don't know anything. I mean, they do not teach you how to write in school. They really don't. As a matter of fact, I would say in general, for most people, grade school, high school, middle school, they kill your writing potential because they just, it's just, you cannot write creatively if you're being criticized. And so much of writing in school is just peer criticism. Criticism is good, and you might want it when you join the Pinellas Writers Group, but you don't want it when you've just written something really nice and cute, and some teacher comes along and says, oh, forget it. So, you have to look at it. So I would not recommend John Gardner's books. And so you can go on, and there are many, many, many more books. And unfortunately, so many of authors, when you think about it, they're creative people. They all name their books On Writing. Okay, already On Writing. So we have dozens and dozens of books called On Writing. And right at the top of the list is Hemingway's On Writing. Now, the wonderful about Hemingway's book On Writing is that it is not about writing. It's actually not about writing. In fact, Hemingway was very superstitious. On many levels, he was very superstitious, and he did not believe that you should talk about writing, and he never talked about his writing. He refused when people would ask him, how do you write, questions like that. He wouldn't last on most of the talk shows they do now for writers because he wouldn't have answered them. He just sat there like, what? Don't ask me that. I don't talk about that. I'm superstitious. I don't talk about writing. Because he didn't. He didn't want to. Of course, one of the things he said, something to the effect that, if it's something is so beautiful, if something's so great, it's like a butterfly's wing. You don't want to know how it's made. It's there. It's beautiful. Or the feathers on a hawk. The pattern, if you ever look at the feather pattern on the back of a hawk, it's absolutely gorgeous. And you say, wow, how did that happen? But you're not going to talk about it. You don't want to pull out each feather and see where the heck they go in the thing. And you don't want to pull off a butterfly's wings to try to analyze why it's so gorgeous. And you don't want to actually capture that butterfly and poke pins in it and put it on your shelf. So Hemingway said, he's not going to talk about writing. So very cleverly, someone came along and picked out the parts of his letters, the occasional interview, where he mentioned the art of writing, but not about his particular writing. And although he could also be, he could be a little bit critical about other people's writing, but he didn't talk about his own writing. So his book, Hemingway's On Writing, is a wonderful book. It's not really a book that will help you as a newbie, as somebody just starting off writing. It's not going to help you become a better writer. It will make you understand Hemingway, and I think that would be a wonderful thing for you to do. Although I want to point out something, and this is now, of course, nowadays people don't read Hemingway as much. I don't think they have him in schools. I don't know what they're doing with Hemingway anymore. And so many people don't read Hemingway. It is funny when you read it now, and of course we all know and you hear the thing, Hemingway is famous because he had short sentences and he, he sort of changed, everything changed after Hemingway, because he came along and he wrote shorter sentences, clearer sentences. Everything before him was old fashioned. But then when you look at Hemingway today, you'll see there's a lot of long sentences in there, some really great long sentences. But there's a lot of he said and she said in Hemingway's books, which make it very interesting nowadays. Of course, you don't want to write a lot of he said and she said, because when you're writing a book today, you know that the book is going to be there's going to be an audible version of it. And you don't really want a lot of he saids and she saids, because I've been taping a book. And I can tell you that when you get to, you have dialogue, and if there's too many of these, "Oh, the weather's great," he said. "Yes, it is," she said. "Oh, I wish it would rain a little bit," he said. "Well, yeah, it would be nice if it rained," he said. I mean, it'll drive you crazy as trying to make an audible book out of that. So read Hemingway today and you'll see a lot of the he said, she said. So there's, you know, some things that, you know, things change and you have to sort of keep up with the times and you have to know things, as I was saying. And so I was very, very excited when I discovered a book that I highly recommend to you. It is a gem of a book, a gem of a book. And it is by Shayla McBride. It is called Writing Your First Fiction, The New Writer's Guide to Genre Fiction. Wow. This is a really, really great little book. Now, Shayla's not famous yet. We don't know what's going to happen in the future. She's got lots of books in her and lots of books she's going to be writing. But she should be famous for this little book because it is really clear, concise. It is written dictionary style, A to B, to C to D, right down the alphabet, all the way to Z. She tells you, she lays out all the things that you need to know as a new writer. And also for all of you people sort of in middle level, you're writing, but your writing could improve. And that happens to so many people. There are still things for you to learn. And Shayla's book cuts through the jargon, cuts through the nonsense, and lays it out step by step. It's in alphabetical order. I love that. So if you have an idea, suddenly you're saying, "Oh, I'd like to know what is point of view exactly?" You can look up under P, or what does it mean to have a voice? Well, you can look it up. And all of these things are in this book. And she has examples, great examples, easy to read. It's a really easy to read book. I think there's over 300 tips and whatever counting. But it's a wonderful, wonderful way for you to understand the words and the terminology. Because there are so many things, you know, in the publishing world and the agent world that you really should be aware of. You don't want to, well, part of the thing is when you become a writer, you need to know these things. And Shayla covers them really beautifully. And I think that, you know, as I said, there are so many books on writing. And a lot of it is fluff. There's a lot, you know, people, you know, they do the best. And they want to help. And this happens, I think, with so many writers. You write, you're successful, you've had quite a nice run, and you want to share that. And I think that's wonderful. It's just, you know, and you learn. Every time you read a book, you learn from it. But a lot of time it's just fluff, sort of stuff to make it fatter, stuff to fill it in. You don't get that with Shayla. You get real, actual stuff. Information that will help you become a better writer. You want to know about a story arc? She's got that. You want to know about character development? She's got that. First paragraphs about the things that are now so important, social media and all of these other things. These are all covered in her book. And I want to tell you, you will be very happy if you get Shayla McBride's Writing Your First Fiction. It's available on Amazon. It's a great little book, and everything you really, you want to keep that at your fingertips and learn from it. It's a wonderful book. And she is a member of the Pinellas Writers Group. And this is an example of what you can become. Woo! You can become a great writer by joining a group like that and by reading Shayla's book. I love this book and I'm highly recommending it. And I'm telling you, it's better than a lot of those other on writing books because it's got everything you need to know. And that's what we want to do. We need to know a lot of things. Oh, poor writers. It really is. And a writer's life today is like being an octopus. You need to have all your tentacles out there and you need to be grabbing all this information. You need to find out so much. You can do it. I'm telling you, people, you can do it. I've been really thrilled with hearing from you, knowing that you have all been writing, and this is exciting. And again, I want to thank also just everybody for all of the messages I got, and particularly I want about Tasha Alexander. I know many of you are looking forward in particularly in our area, when we can have a Lady Emily tea and hat party, because we're going to have a hat contest. And I hope that will be coming, well, in the fall now. It looks like we won't have it until the fall, because one of the my listeners, Andrea, has designed a beautiful, beautiful picture that I'm using for the invitations. Once I can send out the invitations, but I can't send them out right now, but we will be doing that. And I want to thank Tasha for being my very special guest. She was here last year with her husband. I have to call him Andrew Child, Andrew Grant, or Drew to me. And he is on the deadline for the next Jack Reacher book. And I am so excited. By the end of March, he's going to like, as Tasha says, once they finish a book, they just like, oh, probably they will have some champagne. But it is a big sigh of relief when they finish a book. So again, special thanks to Tasha Alexander and to Drew, because it made it a very, very special day. And of course, all of you, as I said, made it a very special day for me. And I have a big, big, oh yeah, we're going to play Boxcar. Here we go. Big Ed is right there. Big Ed's fast. Thank you, Big Ed. Boxcar. We're ending with that.
Boxcar for quite some time. We plan to ride it all the way from Maine to Anaheim. But things change and people do too. My company's gone. Choose to step off and make my way back home, or I could choose to keep moving on. My time is coming on. Maybe I'll stay my welcome, but I've outgrown this boxcar and I'm headed down the rail.